Chapter 16, Regularity and System. The directions given by the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul in regard to gifts present a principle that applies also to tithing. Upon the first day of the week let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him. Parents and children are here included. Not only the rich, but the poor, are addressed. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, through the candid consideration of God's prescribed plan, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. The gifts are to be made in consideration of the great goodness of God to us. And what more appropriate time could be chosen for setting aside the tithe and presenting our offerings to God? On the Sabbath we have thought upon His goodness. We have beheld His work in creation as an evidence of His power in redemption. Our hearts are filled with thankfulness for His great love. And now, before the toil of a week begins, we return to Him His own, and with it an offering to testify our gratitude. Thus our practice will be a weekly sermon, declaring that God is the possessor of all our property, and that He has made us stewards to use it to His glory. Every acknowledgement of our obligation to God will strengthen the sense of obligation. Gratitude deepens as we give it expression, and the joy it brings is life to soul and body.